Can a junior college get too big? Will the junior colleges in Florida bring an end to the four-year university? How will junior colleges grow during the next 10 years? How well do junior college students do when they go to Florida universities? You'll get answers to these and other questions as we look into the Florida future, junior colleges. These programs giving perspectives on the state's next 10 years are produced by Radio Center, the University of Florida, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. On this program, the guest is Dr. James L. Wattenbarger, director of the Institute of Higher Education and a longtime worker in the development of Florida's junior colleges. Here to talk with him is Jack Detweiler.
Florida is known nationally for its junior college system, both for the excellence and for the rapid development of the system. How large will Florida's junior colleges become during the next 10 years?
Well, the growth of junior colleges in Florida has been very phenomenal. Back in 1957, when we began the junior college expansion program, we had around 6,000 or 7,000 students in junior colleges, and we had at that time four junior colleges. This past fall of 1967, we had 26 junior colleges, and we had almost 100,000 students enrolled in junior colleges. The master plan, which has been completed, authorized by the legislature, envisions the establishment of two more junior colleges, one in Hillsborough County next fall and one in Pasco Hernando the fall after that, making a total of 28 junior colleges, and we may expect an enrollment approaching 175 to 200,000 by the mid-1970s.
Can an individual junior college grow too large?
Yes, an individual campus may grow too large, and this is one of the things we've been very much concerned about. For example, it comes as a great shock to many people when they learn that Miami-Dade Junior College in Dade County is the largest institution of higher education in the state. It has some 25,000 students just this year, and has been growing at a rate of better than 20% per year over the since it was established in 1960. You can see how rapidly it's growing with 1,200 students the first year in the fall of 1960 and 25,000 students in the fall of 1967. We have divided Miami-Dade into several campuses already. There are North Campus, South Campus, and some other smaller campuses under operation in Dade County now. Eventually, Miami-Dade may grow to as many as 40,000 students and will have 6 or 7 campuses. The multi-campus operation is the next step in junior college growth and development. That is, we will not establish additional institutions, but each of the institutions in the urban areas will establish more than one campus under a single administration, under a single operation.
Why do Florida students choose junior colleges in such great numbers?
When we ask groups of students to respond in terms of why they have selected a junior college, the financial is usually the first reason given. Most students indicate that this is a real difficult problem with them in their family life, and that by attending a junior college they are able to save the costs of leaving home and the other attendant costs of attending colleges. However, another reason, which is often given by junior college students, is that it's near to home. The programs that junior colleges offer is another reason that students would attend junior colleges. The junior colleges in Florida and in other states of the Union offer a wide variety of technical, occupationally oriented programs. For example, in Florida there are some 90 different occupational programs that are available to students in junior colleges. These programs range from such things as automobile mechanics and fender repair on up to highly technically oriented programs in radiological technician, for example. We have a number of nursing programs, dental hygienist programs. All of these contribute to the growth of business and industry in the state and offer our young people a chance to become prepared for the highly qualified and technical jobs.
I understand that some of the universities are considering screening junior college graduates, perhaps through an admissions examination for entrance into the university. Are you in favor of such a policy?
Well, let me say that I don't believe any university is considering screening junior college transfers. Universities are considering screening individuals who may be admitted to the junior level. Now, this would include their own students at that university, or transfers from another university, or transfers from a junior college. And, of course, the major reason for this is lack of facilities and space at the university. It's quite obvious that the university system needs additional space at the junior level if it is to accommodate all the people who wish to attend. The problem occurs when everyone wants to go to one university, for example. If we have 25,000 junior college graduates each year, and they all wanted to come to the University of Florida, it would naturally be impossible for them to do that. If they all wanted to go to Florida State University, it would be equally impossible. They must be spread around the state in some way, and therefore the idea of screening would be to help people choose another institution if there's not room in the one which they'd like to go. I would want to emphasize very strongly, however, that any criteria which are used for admission to the junior level for junior college students would also be used for admission to the junior level of any other student, including those graduating from the University College here at the University of Florida or one of our other state universities. You also know, I'm sure, that there are two state universities that do not offer freshman and sophomore work, and this is really the pattern of the future in university development.
Do you think that then there'll be an end of a four-year university in Florida as the junior colleges take over this first 2 years and the universities concentrate on the upper division work and graduate level work?
No, I don't think entirely. We will not drop, for example, the freshman and sophomore work at the University of Florida or at Florida State University or University of South Florida. Even Florida Technological University is beginning with freshman and sophomore work. However, these are very limited freshman classes. You know that we've been limiting the freshman class at the universities for some 10 or 11 years now. A very small percentage of the students who would like to be admitted as freshmen may be admitted because of the admission requirements which are established for this purpose. The other state universities, the new ones to be established, the one at Boca Raton, Florida Atlantic, the one at University of West Florida at Pensacola, the new one now being considered in Dade County and in Duval County, and perhaps any others that may be authorized in the future, will give their concentration to upper division and graduate first level of graduate work. The need for additional freshman and sophomore programs in our state is not nearly as great as the need for additional junior and senior level programs. And therefore, the state must concentrate its energies on these levels in order to accommodate the large number of students who will be completing sophomore work at junior colleges.
Dr. Wattenbarger, how well do junior college graduates do in the last 2 years of college work?
There have been a number of studies conducted in this area, and these have all had fairly consistent results. We are hoping that the Institute of Higher Education here at the University of Florida will be in a position in a few years to give more conclusive results of research studies in this area than we've had at any time previously. But at the present time, we know that if a student is an A student at a junior college, he will very likely be an A student at the university. If he's a C student at the junior college, the chances are that he will continue that level of work at the university. Most students who complete their work satisfactorily at a junior college have little or no difficulty continuing on at the university if they maintain the same types of courses which they have been taking at the junior college. I would say that an individual who has avoided math and science at a junior college and came to the university attempting to take math and science would find himself in a great deal of difficulty, naturally.
How about those students that began at a university and ran into academic trouble and went to the junior colleges more or less for a second chance and seem to succeed there? Have they been able to re-enter the universities and to finish a program successfully?
Some of them have, not all of them. We have some pretty stiff regulations in university circles. You know, I've said rather jokingly, and really not too jokingly, with some seriousness, that education is probably the only place where a man's sins are never forgiven. If a person makes a F or a D, or he fails, withdraws a course while he's failing, this goes on his permanent record, and it's never forgiven him. It's always averaged, and he's averaged from then on out. However, what most people don't really understand is that there are petitions committees which people can discuss their problems with, and which in many, many instances will be quite sympathetic and lenient with individuals who have had previous difficulties.
Turning from the College Parallel Program for a moment, how are the occupational programs at the university, at the junior colleges, faring?
Very, very well, Jack. They have made great strides in the past few years. We have some 90-odd different occupational programs in junior colleges now, and these vary from very simple programs of helping people to learn to be cosmetologists, for example, or in the areas of automobile mechanics, up to highly complicated technical courses and radiological technician work. There are a number of health-related programs. There are 14 of our junior colleges have associate degree nursing programs. This has been a very important growth in Florida's junior colleges. We have a number of dental service-related programs. We have 3 dental hygiene programs, and a 4th is in the planning stages. Dental technician programs, dental assistant programs, all of these are designed to aid our dentists in our state. The data processing programs are very well developed. Hotel and restaurant management is very well developed. About 26% to 27% of our junior college enrollment are enrolled in these kinds of occupational courses. Now, let me say that this is about half of what we ought to have. We should have somewhere around half of our junior college students enrolled in these programs. Our difficulty really occurs more with parents than with any other group. Parents, because they are not familiar with these programs, often do not show much enthusiasm for them. And a young person who comes home and says, "Dad, I've enrolled for a hotel and restaurant management program," may find his father raising an eyebrow or raising a question about whether this is something he wants his son to do. But I think when we find out that these young people enter into the labor market at pretty good salaries, father may change his mind about this.
Looking ahead now 10 years, what one thing do you think it is most important for the people of Florida to know about their junior college and to expect from them in the future?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a tough one, Jack, to say one thing.
Well, name several.
That'd be easier, I think. The junior colleges are locally oriented institutions. So therefore, one of the things people should do would be to be in close contact with their college, to let the college know what they want in terms of programs, curriculum, courses, services that the college can render. This means that the community is going to have to lend its support to the junior college. In some instances, this may be financial support, because a college cannot operate without a sound and solid financial program. The junior college presidents need the support of the community in order to be effective.
Dr. James L. Wattenbarger, Director of the Institute of Higher Education, has talked with Jack Detweiler on this program in the series, The Florida Future. These programs are produced at Radio Center, College of Journalism and Communications, the University of Florida, Gainesville, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. This is Herschel Connor.